Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Sadowski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landis for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Tartabull moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a line drive towards short. Esposito catches it and throws to second to double up Tartabull. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. One out. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sadowski out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sadowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito takes first base on ball 4. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Esposito moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Askew fields it and throws to first for the out. Esposito moves to third. Landis moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Esposito scores. Landis scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tardabul hits a pop-up towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler strikes out. One out. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Sadowski hits a line drive towards short. Houser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Jimenez reaches second base with a double. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 0-for-1 in the game. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimenez scores. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cimolai moves to third. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0-for-1 in the game. Rakow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sadowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-1 in the game. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Landis strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buzzard moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Houser hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Sadowski hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simulai takes first base on ball 4. Seaburn moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Esposito hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buzzard hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Esposito moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Esposito scores. Landis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hauser scores. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Tartabull steals second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Bobby Del Greco pinch runs for Manny Jimenez. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Greco moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing left field. Gordon Jones now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Sadowski hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cimoli is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Gordon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Sammy Esposito. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger strikes out. One out. Cam Carrion pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cunningham is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.